Welcome aboard, folks. Here we go for another Saturday. Phil Turney here on Your Voice Counts. Thank you very much for listening. And thank you, Charles, for hanging on here. I got a little bit of business I have to take care of. And we'll get right to you. I'm doing a little bit different this week, folks. I'm actually on a cell phone. I hope you can hear me fine. Everything. I don't get dropped or whatever, but we'll take that as it comes. And I just want to let you know that, I have a very, very special guest on the line. And I just can't wait to get to him. But, again, I have business to take care of, and I'm going to do that right away. I wanted to thank, RBN. For giving me the opportunity to honor the crew, the men aboard the USS Liberty, dead and living. It's very sad, very, very sad day. It's a terrible day in history, what Israel did to this great ship, USS Liberty, and our government left us out there to be slaughtered by the little state of Israel. This has been going on for almost 45 years now. So, folks, you got to remember these 34 men that were murdered that day. I do. I'll never forget them, and I'll never forget my shipmates, ever. That's why I do this show, is in memory of their name, their families, and the people that care about America, as RBN, because you can handle the truth, as my guests can. They can handle the truth. So let's just all, you know, stick together in this fight, this war we're in. And we are in a war, folks. Our country's in terrible shape. So what are we going to do about it? That's why we're on RBN, you know, the station that gets the truth out. You know, RBN's doing a pledge drive right now. They're trying to raise some funds, so please go ahead and give what you can. Just go to republicbroadcasting.org and you got a few extra bucks, you know, throw it in a can, and let's keep this great station growing as it is now. It's one of the finest radio stations on this planet as far as I'm concerned, because as I said before, RBN, you know, we'll get into topics that are taboo with other people. Why, I don't know. I guess it's because of the stranglehold that Israel has on us, and they do have a stranglehold. When you can murder Americans on the high seas and our own government covered up, figure it out, folks. That's a stranglehold. We're in two wars right now. We just got out of Iraq, but, you know, what did we leave behind? What did we leave behind? We left a lot of dead soldiers that came home in body bags. And I salute them for their service, but I don't salute them for who they died for. I mean, and that isn't cruel. I don't salute the men aboard the Liberty that got murdered by Israel and with no consequences. No consequences whatsoever. So, we have, you know, of course, Kat, our dear, beautiful singer that sings the songs about the USS Liberty. Thank you, Kat, for all you do. Thank you very, very much for all you do. Listen, we got the music's coming on. We got a break. Support your sponsors, please, very much. Support your sponsors on RBN. See you in just a minute.
Hey, meat eaters, the freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dried guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes 6 number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every Meat Eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year-plus Meat Eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the Freeze Dry Guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
Chlorine, fluoride, pathogens, and more are in the water you drink day to day. Do you want the ability to remove and reduce those harmful things in the water you drink? You can. How? With a Berkey water filter. A complete standalone gravity filter system that requires no electricity and no plumbing. Use for emergencies or for every day. Berkey systems come in 7 different sizes. Where can you get one? From GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com. With the purchase of each system, you get 50% off accessories, such as fluoride filters, water level spigot, and sport bottles. Plus, free shipping on all orders over $25. For a limited time, get 5% off all ceramic systems when you use coupon code RBN. Call GetBerkey at 855-GET-BERKEY. That's 855-438-2375. Or visit GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com.
If you are a vendor dealer who sells any equipment or service that costs more than $15,000, we can help you make the sale through our low-cost lease finance programs. We are good in all 50 states, including Canada, and we have a very wide credit window. Call Bob New today at 888-639-2621 and let us explain in more detail how we can help you make more sales. Call Bob New today, 888-639-2621.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there's only one, Pure Effect Ultra. It features advanced anti-radiation technology and is constantly rated 5 stars as the number one system for reduction of fluoride, drug and chemtrail residues, heavy metals, and more. It raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and provides virtually instant clean water on demand, all while using no electricity. Want to learn more? Visit PureEffectFilters.com. That's PureEffectFilters.com.
Hi, folks. Welcome back to Your Voice Counts. And I want to thank you very much for listening. And, you know, your faithful listening audience, you know, if you come back every week, and I certainly appreciate it. I know RBN does, too. So remember the pledge drive with RBN. But, again, I want to thank Dear Cat and for what she does for us, and of course her husband, you know, letting her spend most of her time getting guests and so on and so forth for the USS Liberty and this fine radio station, Your Voice Counts, along with, of course, my good friend Ron Kukul, former shipmate, USS Liberty. He was in charge of body recovery and identification, a job that nobody ever wanted, but I saw it firsthand myself. I know that, you know, Ron had a hard time doing that, and my blessings to Ron, no doubt. Also, James Morris, just a heck of a guy. He gets a lot of guests for us, and he spends a lot of time on the USS Liberty trying to get things out. I appreciate that very much. Thank you, James. Also, my very, very, very dear friend, John Godesco, out in Florida. Just go to tinyurl.com/USS Liberty. tinyurl.com/USS Liberty. Go to the finest website that you can get on the USS Liberty. It's right there. And also go to James Morris's site, ushijack.com. Just a little bit more business here. My book, you know, What I Saw That Day, has just, I mean, it's just going off the shelves. I appreciate that. And go to 888-698-8706. That's 888-698-8706. And you can get my book through that phone number. Now, I want to get to my guest. Very, very special guest, accomplished author, a person that cares about America and knows very, very much about the Middle East, a lot about the Middle East. He has an outstanding book that is called Clash of the Gods. Clash of the Gods, folks. Go to Amazon or anywhere and look it up and buy the book because you'll want to read it. And Charles, thank you for hanging on with me. I know I had a little, got long-winded there, but thank you, sir, for hanging on, and welcome to Your Voice Counts and RBN. How you doing?
Everything is fine. That's nice talking to you.
Oh, Charles, good. I didn't know if we got dropped or not, but it's nice talking to you. Charles, I don't have the luxury of my computer here or anything like that, but I want you to start off, if you would, Charles, please, and let us know why you're on RBN and Your Voice Counts today. Thank you.
Well, I wrote a couple of items on the web a few weeks ago, as I occasionally do, regarding what's happening in the Middle East. And I came out with a book, which I was a prime principal author, prime author of a co-author, a very close friend of mine, Jonathan Slevin, who was a president of the Washington Times. I also worked at the Washington Times. I was director of development there for a while. And we came out with a book called Clash of the Gods, which really summarizes what's happening in the Middle East, and also it tends to prophesize what will happen if certain things do not get under control. We call it Clash of the Gods, and on the cover there are the insignia of the Christians, the Israelis, and the Muslims to show that there are three different religions that are about to go into war, which are at war, actually. And if we're not careful, there will be catastrophic destruction. And the issue is how to prevent it, if it can be prevented, because the drumbeat for war is going on. The Israelis are using every opportunity they can, every excuse they can, to drag the U.S. into a war with Iran, the way they dragged the U.S. into a war with Iraq. And the question is how to avoid that. That was one of the reasons I accepted your invitation to be on the program to answer any questions you may have about what my views are on different subjects.
Well, Charles, interesting. And again, we get a vast amount of great guests on this radio show. And I'm very, very, very proud of that, but none better than you. And with your knowledge of what's going on in the Middle East and the world, and you know, Charles, I want to go back to 1967, and we'll start from there. Well, the USS Liberty, you know all about that, and what happened and how they got by with it, and our government was in collusion with it to have our ship sunk and blame it on the Arabs, Egypt in particular, and World War III would have been on, because we know there were two planes headed towards Cairo to incinerate them. So let's start there, Charles, if you wouldn't mind, and we'll just work our way forward to the present.
Well, of course, during that time, it was an American spy ship, and we were monitoring what was happening on the ground, and we were ascertaining that Israel wanted to expand the war, wanted to invade Jordan, and was creating excuses to have the opportunity to invade Jordan. The Cold War was in full scale going on then, and no one wanted the Cold War to turn hot. But the Israelis attacked the ship, and they did not want the Americans monitoring what was going on, because they did not want the Americans to really know what was going on or to let the world know what was happening, that the whole thing was an Israeli attempt for territorial aggrandizement. You have to keep in mind that every 10 years since Israel has been in existence, it attacks their neighbors. I mean, they came to create Israel, first of all, had an ethnic cleansing, which is well documented in the book by Ilya Pape called The Ethnic Cleansing of Palestine. Ilya Pape is an Israeli professor from the University of Haifa who had to leave the country after he wrote the book. But he discusses how there was an ethnic cleansing. Over 530 villages were destroyed, or people were driven out. Wells were poisoned, crops were poisoned. And sometimes the Zionists moved in and took over the complete houses with the furniture and dishes and everything in them. That was the first thing. Then in 1948, there was a war for what the Israelis called the War of Independence, but it was really a war for territory to take over. It was the vestige of 19th century colonialism, the last vestige of 19th century colonialism to take over that territory, which had been at peace for 400 years. Then, 8 years later, 1956, Israel attacked the Suez. It conspired with Egypt. England and France to seize the Suez Canal. They wanted to control the Suez Canal and make an Israeli, British-French waterway. Now, to the Muslims, that was very significant. Why? Because the Muslims considered that to be a Muslim waterway. But for sure, it was Egyptian property. So that was 1956. They were stopped by President Eisenhower, who said, stop it, or we're going to send in the American forces to stop it. So England and France backed off, and Israel, of course, out there backed, and they backed off. That was in 56. And then in 67, about 10 years later, 11 years later, first of all, I should say before 56, in 1953, they had what they called the Lavon Affair. Pincus Lavon was the Israeli Minister of Defense, and he tried to provoke a war between Israel and Egypt and to provoke a war, provoke an attack by the United States upon Egypt. And so they planted incendiary devices and bombs, and they're trying to kill different Americans and blame it on the Muslims so the Americans would attack. But one of the Israeli agents had an accident and blew off part of his leg, and so it became a big scandal. That was the so-called Lavon, L-A-V-O-N affair. After that is when they had the Suez attack on Egypt. Then 10 years later, 1967, which is where you're talking about now, the Israelis again wanted to annex more territory, so they wanted to annex the West Bank and part of Jordan, and so they started that war in order to take more territory, to get Jordan and to get Jerusalem, to have their Jerusalem as their headquarters and their capital state. And then,
okay,
so that was
Charles, I want to kind of take you into a different direction. Not completely away from where you're headed. I think I know where you're headed, but why would the government of the United States, our government under LBJ, and every government since then in this country, cover for the Zionist state murdering Americans on the high seas? Now, how do we attribute that with modern day Zionism?
Well, you have to look at it through different eyes, I think, rather than just political eyes. See, I'm a secularist, so I look at it through different eyes. If you look at it through the eyes of a secularist like myself, you have three religions. You have Christianity, Judaism, and Islam. And they each have their own philosophy or ideology of success and their elitism. I mean, the Jewish religion, of course, is the ideology of the chosen people, which any student of sociology knows is the oldest form of, you know, racial supremacy in Western culture. Then you have the Christians who think they're the elect of God, and they're the only ones who are going to heaven, and everyone else is anathema, going to hell. Then you have the Muslims Islam is not really so much a religion, it's a political, social faith. But it's a faith teaching people how to behave. And if you read the Quran, the whole thing is about behavior, not about theology. The Islamics don't really have theology, except the Shiites who have the 12th Imam. But you have the Islamic faith who thought they were brought Muhammad.
Charles, hang on just a minute. I believe we got a break coming on, and we'll be right back, folks. Support your sponsors of RBM. We'll be right back. Thank you, Charles.
Hi, my name is David Stovenel, and I host a talk radio show called Operation Restore Christian America. To listen online, go to genuinechristianitynow.com, then click on the Listen Live button every Saturday at 10 a.m. Central Time. My primary focus is that the Protestant Freemason British Royal Windsor family is now apostate and making their final all-out attack worldwide in an attempt to force us to accept their satanic New World Order. I offer remedies of how to stop them. The British monarchy has totally abandoned their ancestors' genuine Christian faith and have returned to their effort to conquer the world through the sovereign's will, hidden laws, violence, terror, and deceit. Remember, to listen online, go to genuinechristianitynow.com, then click on the Listen Live button every Saturday at 10 a.m. Central Time.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Herbal Healer Academy's new summer specials. Our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Organic liquid iodine, liquid cal, Meg, vitamin D, CoQ10 with hawthorn, colon enhancer, Super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product, Connexin, memory power, and Super Male and Femplex. All on sale for the summer at herbalhealer.com. Also, 10% off on the HHA Survival Course. This is an important time to have this information. Might save your life. Nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education. herbalhealer.com. Free online newsletter. Quality natural medicine supplier since 1988. We ship the same day you place your order. Free 128-page catalog with your first order. Go to herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com.
Back, folks. Here we go to your boy Scouts on Republic Broadcasting, because you can't handle the truth. If you want to get the truth, you have to go to RBN, folks. It's the best station that I know of that wants to get the word out about the real world and what we care about is our families, our country, our religion, and the people that started this great nation and fought, died for it. For everything. And I don't want to forget also our producers at RBN. Today we got on Mike. He's a very special guy. Does a heck of a job, the same as Manny. And thank you, Mike. I appreciate you being the board operator, the producer today, and appreciate it very much. Now, Charles, you were going, and you said three different religions. But I wanted to, what I was trying to get out of you, Charles, is, why would LBJ McNamara sacrifice 294 men aboard the USS Liberty in international waters, and our government today still covered up? What's going on there?
Because the politics are dominated by Christians, the very religious Christians, largely evangelicals, and, of course, the Jewish community, that part of it which supports Israel. There are a lot of many parts of the Jewish community which does not support Israel. In fact, the Orthodox Jews believe that Israel is a blasphemy because only God can create a state. And so they oppose Israel, and there are quite a few Jewish organizations that oppose Israel. But the preponderance of American Jews are supporters of Israel. And, of course, AIPAC, the large Jewish Israeli lobby in Washington, has a lot of money, millions of dollars, and then tens of thousands of members, and they put political pressure on the government. So you have the Christians who follow the Judeo-Christian tradition who regard Israel as the Holy Land, and therefore anyone who is running the Holy Land, namely the Israeli government, cannot do any wrong. and so what I said before, the whole thing is a religious issue. It's not even a political issue. It's a religious issue. And LBJ knew if he wants to have to stay in office or be an officer or be elected again, that he has to kowtow to the religious community. And so that means, as we all know, leaders of nations always are willing to sacrifice their own countrymen and for their own personal political power or for a greater good. And that's exactly what's happening in the United States. I mean, how does one explain that Israel is a country which is purely built on racist lines? I mean, just recently, a couple of weeks ago, the Israelis prevented over 1,500 people from going into Israel. They had them stopped in Paris, Geneva, and Brussels. They stopped them from going in because the people were going to help the Palestinians or were going to participate in support of the Palestinians. It's because they're racist. How do you address the fact that a few weeks ago, Gunther Glass, one of the best authors of the 20th century, when he criticized Israel and said Israel should not lead and did not draw the world into an attack upon Iran, Israel barred him, just a Nobel Prize winning literature author, barred him from ever coming to Israel. I mean, if you're angry with somebody, you criticize them, you countervail their arguments, but you don't do not ban them from even showing up in your country. Israel bans people from its country because it's a nation built on racism. It's just pure and simple. It's religious racism. And they have the political power in Washington through their lobby, the AIPAC, to pull it off.
Oh, boy, Charles, I understand you completely, and I just, you know, it is, you're exactly right. They have the political power to pull it off. So it sounds like to me, and I've known this for years, Charles, just writing letters back and forth to Congress. They said, well, we've had 13 or 14 investigations in the USS Liberty, which we've never had any. The only investigation took 7 days, and that was a board of inquiry. But it leads us up to what you're talking about, the Jewish power, the AIPAC, ADL, and the John Hagees of the world, the people that believe that you know, if you don't believe in the greater Israel, you're not going to go to heaven. So I agree totally. It's all religious, and here we are with getting in possibly to a war, and I think it might happen. I pray to God it doesn't. But how are our young soldiers and sailors and Marines and men and women going to handle this next conflict, though? How do you think that's going to be worked out, Charles?
Well, the next conflict, if there is one, which I expect there probably will be one, is going to be not just with our Army and our sailors and soldiers and Marines. Because right now, Israel does not have the military wherewithal to destroy the Iranian reactors and the centrifuges. The Mossad, the IDF, and the Shin Bet all several weeks ago, or within the last couple months, have publicly acknowledged Israel does not have the military capability to do that. Therefore, Israel has to sucker the U.S. into a war. Okay, and when that happens, if the Iranians close the Straits of Hormuz, about 30 to 40% of the world's oil will be affected by the whole thing, and prices will go up enormously. They'll be skyrocketing. And since everything depends upon oil, namely gasoline to drive cars and trucks and deliver the food to the stores and deliver the furniture to the stores.
Charles, hang on, sir, please, and we'll be back. We got a long run after this break. And remember, folks, support your sponsors on RBN. I'll see you in just a few minutes. Thank you for hanging on. Thank you, Charles. Bye-bye.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. Doctors who have tried Heart and Body Extract with their patients are thrilled with the results as well. Here's what Dr. Goodman has to say about his experience with the problem. product.
If you notice that most times you hear these drug ads on TV, they have a list of possible side effects. I find that if you're going to take something that if you're trading one problem for five or six other problems, that to me doesn't make sense. Using something that is natural, that is absorbed into the body, particularly because it's in a liquid form, I think is the best way to go.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Aerial spraying, chemtrails, the modified atmosphere, heavy metals and pesticides, carcinogens and chemical fibers all falling from the sky. You have a choice to keep your body clean. Detoxify with microplant powder from hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. It's odorless and tasteless and used in any liquid or food. Protect your family now with microplant powder. Cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, and toxins. Order it now for daily intake and stock it now for long-term storage. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
They said that Israeli forces knew not of the liberty's true identity.
Welcome back, folks. Here we go. We got a pretty good run going on here for the next 17, 18 minutes. And thank you, dear Kat, for your beautiful, beautiful voice and the songs that you are still doing now, writing, and going to get produced and put on the air. And Charles, I really was thinking about the last few moments of before we went into the break, and you mentioned something, that we might get suckered into another war. Is our military, are our leaders that stupid to get suckered in by a Zionist state that is bent on human rights violations? And they're almost like falling in the footsteps of Nazi Germany. So are they that stupid? Is American people that stupid? How are we going to fix this?
Well, they're number one. They are fundamentally religious supporters of Israel. A significant percentage of Americans are religious supporters of Israel, so they'll be drawn to have some sympathy for Israel, no matter what happens, even if Israel is the aggressor. And there, of course, is a lot of propaganda that every Israel wants to be destroyed by Iran. But also, the issue is even more fundamental than that. If Israel attacks Iran, Iran will assume that the U.S. was involved. Because of the close relationship between the U.S. and Israel, there's no way that Iran or its allies will believe any denials by the United States. As a consequence, Iran and its allies will have massive attacks, probably terrorist attacks, on U.S. interests all over the world. And if that's the case, the U.S. will have no choice except to retaliate against Iran. It's just that simple. I mean, the U.S. will be drawn into it because no one could possibly believe that Israel will do something without the United States' support, because the U.S. has supported Israel blindly for 60 years. And Israel Israel is a racist regime. It's a theological regime. It's violated every human rights principle one can imagine, and yet the United States supports it. Unequivocally, and we give them $4 to $5 billion a year. Therefore, if Israel attacks Iran, everyone will assume that the United States gave them a wink in the eye and was behind it, and therefore Iran and its allies will attack U.S. interests all over the world, and the U.S. will be sucked into the war, whether or not the American politicians want it or not. And the issue is, when will it happen? Right now, Israel wants to do it. They would like to do it before the election, because that will put Obama in a position of having to deny supporting Israel and lose a lot of votes. So Obama will therefore be inclined to go along with it and to support Israel aggression. On the other hand, another reason why the Israelis will want to do it now is because they don't trust Obama. Obama is a serial liar, and he lies about everything. So they don't trust him, and they know that if he is elected again, the probability is he will not support Israel because he does not like Israel. So therefore, the Israelis are inclined to want to do it rather quickly. Maybe they'll wait to do it after to see who wins the election, because if Romney wins the election, you know, he might be more sympathetic to Israel than Obama. But that's a judgment call, and nobody really knows. And we know, all we know for sure is that Israel does not have the capability to destroy the Iranian centrifuges all by itself. There are thousands of these centrifuges. Israel does not have the capability to destroy them by itself, so it has to sucker the U.S. into a war in order to do it. And Israel, of course, we all know Israel's vaunted intelligence capability. The Israeli Mossad, if they wanted to, could probably send people all over Iran to kill the Iranian leaders and promote a revolution and have different people in power instead of these religious lunatics who run Iran. But on the other hand, the Iranians would still want to have nuclear power, even if for peaceful purposes. But once you have it for peaceful purposes, the capability is there, and we know from human experience that people will want it eventually for military purposes. So Israel does not want Iran to have any power, any potential power, forever, because Israel wants to dominate the Middle East. Therefore, Israel is doing everything it can to sucker the U.S. into a war, just the way Israel suckered the U.S. into a war with Iraq. You may recall that the so-called clean break philosophy was designed by Benjamin Netanyahu and Richard Perle. Richard Perle is an American former Deputy Secretary of Defense, and they gave it to Cheney and Bush. And even before Bush settled down in the White House, the plans were there to attack Iraq. And because the neocons wanted to attack Iraq and Israel wanted Iraq out of the way. So they did it for Israel, they attacked Iraq. And now Israel wants Iran out of the way. So if Israel cannot manipulate the U.S. so easily with Obama in office, because Obama is not a very religious Christian type, as we all know. Therefore, he cannot be manipulated into supporting Israel blindly. So the Israelis are planning how to sucker him into the war. Did I articulate that well? Or?
Yes, you did, Charles. Very, very well. Thank you. I do want to ask you this. Okay, here we are going to get suckered into a war, and as you said, and I believe what you say. I understand what goes on in the Middle East. I understand the duplicity. I understand the treachery of this government. I'm talking about the Israeli government and the United States government, because they go hand in hand, as you said. They're going to be, whether we do it or not, we're going to get blamed for it. Whatever happens to Iran or Syria or anybody else, we're going to get labeled for it. So here we go, spilling more American blood. And Iran is no Iraq. Iran is no Afghanistan. Iran is a different breed of animal. And I think you're exactly right. The only people that can take care of Iran, if they choose to do so, would be the United States or Russia. Now, with Russia and China in the equation, of a retaliatory strike against Israel or the United States? What are the possibilities there?
Well, the book I wrote, Clash of the Gods, discusses these various relationships. And that's why we wrote the book, because to explain how these relationships are developing and how the close relationship between the U.S. and Israel will play out, even though there are certain people in the government, mainly in the intelligence community, who do not want to support Israel on these subjects. You know, and even some of the military people don't want to support. But the politicians and the Congress and the politicians in the White House generally want to support this. Russia is in bed. To answer specifically your question, Russia and China are both in bed with Iran. They're both investors in the TARS natural gas and oil complexes, so they're anticipating, they've invested billions of dollars in Iran so that they expect to help harness the energy that's in Iran, the natural resource energy in Iran. Therefore, they're not going to do anything to harm Iran. That's why they don't support the sanctions against Iran. Also, the Chinese will buy a lot of oil from Iran. So they don't want to create any problems with Iran. In fact, the Chinese were able to reduce the price of oil in exchange for supporting Iran against these various sanctions that the United States wanted to place on Iran. So China and Russia are largely supporters of Iran, and they will continue to be supporters of Iran because they're investment partners, they're business partners with Iran. And so, if the war breaks out, who knows what will happen? Russia will probably try to stay out of a conflict with the U.S., as will China, because there's no reason why they would want to have us nuke them. So it will be left up in the air as to what's going to happen. And the U.S. would put in a position of having to attack Iran. As you say, Iran is different than Iraq. First of all, Iran has about 70 million people. That's a lot of people. Secondly, they are very sophisticated, one of the most sophisticated cultures on Earth, and they've been sophisticated culture for 3,000 years. And they have beautiful people, beautiful cities. I mean, I've been there. Beautiful people, beautiful cities, and they're sophisticated, they're educated, they're a different group. And that's why they're such a threat to Israel, because Israel is just a little, a small little country, third world country, compared to Iran's capabilities. And Israel has been on a financial lifeline since it was created. Israel has never supported itself. It has received billions of dollars of aid every year since it was created. And Iran is not like that. Iran is a different country. So Israel has to destroy Iran for its own particular purposes and its own particular agenda. Having said that, there are many Israelis who were opposed to this whole idea. The Israeli peace movement is probably 15% of the population, the Jewish population. And there are a lot of professors in Israel, and there are a lot of other people, including the intelligence community, who do not want to do this. The intelligence communities, as usual in most countries, are the more educated and the more secularist analyzers of the situation. So the intelligence communities do not necessarily want this fight. That's why several weeks ago, a couple months ago now, the Mossad, the Shin Bet, which is their equivalent of the FBI, sort of a combination of FBI Gestapo, but the Shin Bet and the IDF, which is the Israeli Defense Forces, the military, they all three of them said Israel should not attack Iran. It's the politicians who wanted to do it, not the intelligence people, not the military people. And same in the U.S., the intelligence people and the military people don't want to do it. It's the politicians that want to do it. Why? Because they are the believers. They are the believers in all this political rhetoric and religious rhetoric, and they're the ones who want to do it.
Charles,
is that clear?
Absolutely. Very, very, very clear. I understand the picture. I think I've seen the handwriting on the wall for quite some time, but you're very articulate and getting your views and your points out. And I think the listeners can understand that very easily. As I can. But where we're at right now, we're in survival mode, in my view, with the gas prices, the anxiety not just in the United States, but around the world, with the upcoming catastrophe that could be caused by this little tiny country, Israel, is immoral, it's disgusting, and it can cost tens of thousands of millions of lives. So again, here we got Israel that pulls the trigger, and here comes Big Brother, the United States, going to bail them out. What if we didn't bail them out? What are they going to do then?
Well, in the book Clash of the Gods, one of the things we discussed, which we put into the mouths of one of the characters, is my view, and that is the entire Cold War was extended because of Israel. Now, how does one say come to that conclusion? Which, because Israel, first of all, Israel was created by Stalin. People seem to forget that. But Joseph Stalin was the one who supported the creation of Israel because he wanted to create the socialist bastion in the Middle East to replace the British after the British left. He wanted a socialist bastion. So Joe Stalin and McCain and Molotov, all those guys, were the first people to support Israel in the United Nations. But then what happened is that the United States got involved and started supporting Israel for religious reasons. And so the Russians pulled out, and the Russians started making friends with the Muslim countries, the Arab countries. And so because the U.S. was supporting Israel and Israeli aggression in the 60s and so forth, the Muslim countries start buying weapons from the Soviet Union, billions and billions of dollars of weapons. And by doing so, they prolong the existence of the Soviet Union by buying all these weapons. So the fact that the Soviet Union did not collapse 5 or 10 years earlier is possibly largely because of all the billions of dollars pumped into the Soviet Union for airplanes and tanks and MiGs and all that the Muslim countries were buying to protect themselves from Israel. So Israel has been a cancer in the Middle East, and the reason they're supported is because people are afraid to criticize the Jews and say, oh, if you criticize the Jews, you're regarded as anti-Semitic. That's the expression. But no one seems to know that there are 250 million Semites in the world, 250 million, and there are only 14 million Jews in the world. And no one seems to know that 75% of the Jewish population of the world does not even have Semite blood, because they were converts from Eastern Europe and Russia. There's a book by Shlomo Sand, an Israeli professor of sociology and history in Jerusalem, called The Invention of the Jewish People, in which he discusses the whole thing was just the whole creation of the Jewish faith was just a political faith in order to for territorial aggrandizement. And when people say anti-Semitic, I mean, you have to be kidding. There are 250 million Semites in the world. The Jewish population at best that represents 3 or 4% of the Semite population of the world. If you take the 14 million Jewish population and 75% of them don't even have any Semite blood, so the Semite Jews are only 1% of all the Semites in the world. I mean, the whole thing is a complete fiction. The whole thing is a facade, a religious facade. And the Israelis know all they have to do is play the race card and pretend like they're not the racist, but everybody else is a racist who was opposed to them. The Israelis know all they have to do is play the religious card to say that we're part of the Judeo-Christian ethic and the Christians have to protect us. The whole thing is a religious game. It's a religious game. Nothing to do with politics. It's all religion.
Oh, Charles, you're a very interesting fellow and a very smart man. You know, when you just said that, it really hit home to me, too. And I'll tell you why. Me being aboard the Liberty, and I was wounded, of course, almost killed. But, I've been called anti-Semitic by different people because I speak out against Israel. Now, listen, we didn't fire a shot against Israel. They tried to murder us. We didn't murder anybody. They murdered us. And then, interesting enough, one of my own shipmates that wrote the first book, on the USS Liberty called Assault on the Liberty. James N.S. Jr. seems to think that I'm an anti-Semite, a Jew hater, a Nazi, and everything else in the world. And what for? I'll be right back. Hang on.
Okay.
Listen, you guys, support these sponsors and RBN. We're going to come back. We're going to get Charles on for a little bit longer. Thank you. God bless. See you in a flip-flop.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcasts, as well as a contest corner where we'll raffle different prizes to our listeners. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Welcome back, folks. Here we go with your voice counts. Your host here, Phil Turney, USS Liberty Survivor. Very proud to be on the air with a very, very learned man that knows what he's talking about. He's got a great book. And I wanted to also finish my comments before we just got cut off by the break. But, James Ennis Jr., the man that wrote the book Assault on the Liberty, tried to conduct a personal warfare against me and my friend Ron Kukul on the internet, calling us Jew haters and Nazis, along with this radio station. And we tried and we worked hard to get a memorial service done at sea, which we did get done. But Jim Ennis did all he could do to stop that memorial service being done on RBN. RBN was the only radio station in America to pick it up. So God bless you, RBN. Shame on you, Jim Ennis. If you got a problem, don't spread it around the internet. I'm sure he probably doesn't even like your book, Clash of the Gods, Charles, but I do want people to know how to get a hold of your book. Please, give me that information.
Well, they can, of course, Google it, clashofthegods.com, or they can, best way is go to Amazon.com. Amazon has it.
Okay,
there are a lot of stores. Some stores have it. Some stores are out of it, but Amazon.com has a big supply of them. And if you go to Google, you can see some of the reviews. It's got some great reviews. You can see some of the reviews of it. And in Amazon.com, there are quite a few reviews on Amazon.com, too, as a matter of fact. So either just Google clashofthegods.com or go to Amazon.com and you'll see it.
Okay, outstanding. And what does the book cost, Charles?
I think it's $24.95. I haven't looked at it in a long time.
Okay, folks, remember what Charles says there. Go to Amazon.com, Google it, or whatever, but get this book. Please buy this book. It's very, very important, very knowledgeable. And we went through a whole lot in this show. It's too bad we don't have more time. But, Charles, before we get off air, I want you to, just kind of give me your thoughts, your final thoughts, and you take it from there. And I'd like to get you back on air again, if you wouldn't mind coming back on, sir. I certainly appreciate it. And
sure,
that is something, that I would like very, very much, because we just didn't have enough time today to get through everything. But please give me your final thoughts.
Well, the final thought is I think we have to avoid getting into a conflict in the Middle East with Iran. I don't know how that's best done. I know that in the case of Iraq, if we wanted to do something with Iraq, instead of spending hundreds of billions of dollars and killing hundreds of thousands of people, we could have just had a bunch of assassins go over there and solve the problem for a lot less. Again, the Iraq was done because Israel wanted Iraq taken out. That's the bottom line. The same thing with Iran. They wanted Iran destroyed because Israel wants to be a dominant power in the Middle East, and I think we have to make sure that we do not get sucked into a war in the Middle East.
Well, that's my prayers, too, because of the American people. And Charles, God bless you, sir. Thank you for coming on air. Thank you, Chad, for your beautiful, beautiful voice. And thank you, RBN, for giving the USS Liberty a voice out here. We appreciate it. Come back on air, please, Charles, and support your sponsors on RBN. Bye-bye.
Okay, thank you so much. Appreciate it. Bye-bye now.
Why so many of my brothers?